Josh, let's start with the Republican accusation that's been dogging Chris since he declared for governor as a Democrat. The Republican Party of Florida says most recently in a tweet that Charlie Crist raised taxes in 2009 and won't rule out raising taxes again. Josh, what's PolitiFact's ruling on that?
Well, we rated that mostly true, and that's because back in 2009, we're looking at the middle of the Great Recession, and then Governor Crist signed a $66.5 billion budget that included a ton of new taxes and fees to cover a budget shortfall. Interestingly, though, the thing that to remember about that is that it was supported by the Republican legislature.
Josh, what about raising taxes again? Has Charlie Crist left the door open for that?
He has. He actually told Ed Schultz on MSNBC back in November that he's really focused on increasing education budgets and budgets for other departments that were cut under Rick Scott. He said he didn't want to do it, but he didn't say he wouldn't.
Josh, the Republican Party of Florida is also taking aim at Charlie Crist's stand on immigration. Crist has hammered Rick Scott on his record there for his support of an Arizona-style immigration law in 2010, his veto of a bill that would have given driver's licenses to the children of illegal immigrants. But Republicans have fired back, saying that in 2006, Crist opposed in-state tuition for illegal immigrants, something Rick Scott is backing now. Josh, did Crist oppose in-state tuition for illegal immigrants?
We rated it true. Now, we're going back to 2006 here. Crist was attorney general at the time, and we only got one article from the Republican Party of Florida in which Crist said that state lawmakers who were trying to decide on some in-state tuition for illegal immigrants did the right thing. That was his quote. They did the right thing when they rejected the bill.
Finally, Josh, it's not just Republicans, apparently, dragging out Republican-turned-Democrat Charlie Crist's record as a Republican. An outside group called Progressive Choice claims that, among other conservative ideas, Crist backed Jeb Bush's A-plus plan, which got the whole FCAT school grading system going in Florida. Josh, did he?
We rated that one true also. Charlie Crist, of course, has had many, many, many offices in his time here. Before he was governor and before he was attorney general, he was education commissioner from 2001 to 2003. So he was in charge of implementing that plan as education commissioner. As for whether or not he actually approved of it, he was a pretty vocal proponent of the whole thing. So, yeah, it was true.
And Josh, we should probably note here that in this day and age, you can't really tell who's throwing mud here. And there are some questions about whose side Progressive Choice, this group that made the charge against Crist, whose side it's really on.
That's true. It is kind of a mysterious group. It lists itself as a 501c4 social welfare advocacy organization, which is kind of a vague description. They claim that they're far left, but we can't really prove it. We don't know. It's kind of interesting.
So are there some people out there saying it's a front for Republicans?
Yes. Yes, they are saying that, but we have no way of knowing.
Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida. Can it get more confusing when you can't even tell who is really criticizing a candidate?
Well, just remember, it's only April.